The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Bills play tonight. Maybe you're going out to watch the game. You know, you're going to be at Bill Gray's tonight, Tommy and Chile, right?
Oh, good times. Yeah.
But Bills are not. A night at the bar, Tommy, can cost you.
Yes.
So much so that it's something that many of us won't worry about until the next day.
Yep.
Or even days after that. You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF just after 6:45 on a very special, Football Monday. Revenge is supposed to feel good.
Yeah.
But it hurt. And it might hurt more depending on what happens tonight. And we'll get into it just after 6:45 here in the break room on CMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
75% of residents of the state of New York admit to what they call financial hangovers after a night of drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Essentially, you spent so much money the night before on drinks, you've put yourself in a terrible financial spot for the rest of the week.
Yeah, because you were drunk and purchasing at the same time.
Bingo. So of those 75% of New York residents that say they experience financial hangovers, almost 70% say they won't even check their bank balance for 2 or 3 days after
they're
done
drinking.
Because
like
that'll
help.
That'll bring the cost. That'll cut it by 20%. Not looking.
But like, how much did you think you had to spend where you won't even check for 48 hours? So overall, of the people asked in the study, about 50% of drinkers said they did not set a budget for their night out before they left, which was an interesting question. Have you ever gone out with a booze budget?
No. No such thing.
I've never even considered that an option.
Yeah. No.
Kimmy?
No, I guess I never put a number to it.
You're the most budget-conscious person in the room.
Yeah, but I guess...
The girls don't have to budget for booze.
Well, Kimmy does, though. But you think... You have an idea of what it's going to be just based on, especially like.
It's hard to know.
The older you get, like you kind of know about how many drinks you're
going
to have.
No, but who am I going with? Who's buying? Right. If I'm with a crew. One of the worst I ever witnessed was we took one of those Bills trips with the old show. And one of the old producers, no money, right? We're down in this swanky area. He's playing way over his head. He starts buying drinks for girls. Like the next day. He had that, like, we were laughing at him, like, because he was looking at what he spent. And at that time, he blew $200 at a bar. And he got drunk, but he was buying these chicks drinks, and they're just playing them. And he thinks he's going to get laid, right? One of the other guys on the show got one of the girls to go back to his hotel room that he bought drinks for.
Oh.
She comes down in the morning.
Oh, no.
Like, not only did he paid for somebody else to get laid. That's the most insulting gut punch.
Yeah.
On a Sunday morning you can have.
I mean, the bro thing to do would have been like, let me throw you some cash for the drinks that got me laid last night. Right? You help him out.
Oh, bro, we killed him. We crushed
you. Yeah, you're all good people. You know, I want to go back to something Kimmy said. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Have you ever gone out with a booze budget? Because, Kimmy, you said, you know, you leave the house and you know kind of how much you're going to drink that night.
Yeah, especially now that I'm in my 30s. Like, maybe not when I was in my early 20s drinking, but I think now I have a kind of an idea of like how much that's going to be.
Well, shouldn't you run for president?
But think about it. You're probably set in your ways in terms of like places you go and people that you're going out with. So yeah, I would think like you kind of have an idea at this point.
Okay, if I'm going out and I have a ride or I'm staying somewhere or whatever, I have no idea how much I'm going to drink. I'm being sincere when I say this. If I'm going out with my boys, it could be 2 beers. It could be 12 beers.
Yes.
And I will not know until the night is over. So there is no way personally for me to budget a night of getting after drinking.
You also get into this mode, and I'm sure it probably intensifies as you drink, where you will not let anybody buy you a beer.
Well, I think most men don't like it when other guys buy
beers. No, but you won't let anybody buy anything. Like, if somebody reaches for a check, you're like, no. We're not splitting it. You like to big time people. It's not being generous. It's not a generous thing with you. It's a I want
big
the upper hand thing.
He does the same thing. You're not yelling at him.
No, well, even he will let people pay occasionally.
When? Except when we went out the other night.
When?
Except when we went out the other night, and you were like, can I get your beer? And I'm like, yeah. Then the beer got put down, and she's just staring at us, and I had to go into my old wallet. And then our boss walks in. I go, hey, you want a beer? He goes, yeah, sure. And then she puts it down, and she's just staring again. Let me take my wallet out again. Thank God one of us brought cash. Hey, you want a beer? Sure. Well, they cost $4.
Help yourself.
I rest my case.
No, I love how. All right, whatever.
No, but my point is, after I kicked you right in the scrotum, I'm sure that you have been surprised more than others at the final bill.
And here's the thing: like anytime I went out into my 50s,
yeah,
definitely deep into my 40s, I had no business going out because I didn't have any money to go out. So what was the point of a budget when all of it was I can't afford?
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, it does make you long for the days of just paying with cash, because that was the only way I could budget is when...
No, I liked it the way I was doing it, man. I was using a home equity line of credit to get wasted on the weekend.
Like, there's alcoholics, and then there's home equity line of credit alcoholics.
I wasn't the only one out there using a second mortgage to get wasted.
No, but like before, I'm sorry, Kimmy, before like cards and debit, okay, oh wait. Before credit cards and debit cards and everything, like if I had $100 in my pocket, I could drink up to $100 and then I had to go home. It was like running out of lives on like Super Mario.
So you never did the piggyback?
What's piggyback?
I'll catch you this week, you catch me next week.
Oh, with like guys I was out with?
Yeah, yeah. So we used to do that all the time, and then that would get out of hand where somebody was like buying drinks on this guy's dime, on his tab.
I didn't have any friends that could cover me like that.
No, but these guys... Nobody could cover anybody. That was the big joke. Nobody had any money. And, like, we're floating credit to each other on this, like, busted banks.
The guy that always sucks to go out with is Shots Guy, because he'll also throw it in everybody's face later how much money they spent. But it's like, hey, man, nobody asked for these shots.
Yes.
This was a you thing, to the point where they order too many and half of them end up just sitting on the table.
Yeah, they're trying to hand it to people
and
around
the bar. And it's like, come on. But you do it every time. And then like you're like, oh, well, I took care of everybody with things nobody asked for.
Like, what are we, 17 here? Let's put the shots away.
But they will always remain Shot Guy, too. Like,
this
that guy never goes away.
This is true. Kimmy's father, 60 years of Shot Guy.
Prime example.
75% of New York residents admit to financial hangover, spending so much money the night before on drinks, you put yourself in a bad financial spot the rest of the week. Of those people who admit to it, almost 70% said they won't check their bank balance for at least 48 hours. They're so afraid of what they've done. And 50% of drinkers in this study said they did not set a budget for the night before they left, which is interesting because I've never even thought of a booze budget before. Dan's on CMF. Hey, Danny boy, how are you, buddy?
There was a time when we used to
boo. He was gonna give it to you. He was gonna give it to you, Dan, and you blew past it.
All right, but I didn't think you would. I thought, you know, you would just say, hey, it's our show, we'll do the joke.
No, it is. You suck, Dan. Go ahead.
So there was a time when I lived week-to-week paycheck, right? I mean, you know, everybody had that. And this is when I was 21, single, just became drinking age back then. And we used to go to this bar that was called the Penny Arcade. Not Penny Arcade. What am I talking about?
I was going to say, what is this bar you speak of that no one in Rochester has heard of?
Yeah, right. No, it was called the Ivory Horse. Now, believe it or not, if you brought $3 worth of rolled pennies, you could buy 2-for-1. So we would bring our $3 worth of rolled pennies.
And you guys didn't get laid?
Hold on. Two orgasms, one without ice, because we were smart back then.
Yep.
And even before that, this guy was nuts. I don't know what his deal was. Even before the 2-for-1, they had penny draft.
Oh.
So we would just drink beers for pennies for the first hour we were there.
And that place closed?
And then after that, they had an after-hour bar that opened up at 1 o'clock and went until 6 o'clock in the morning, and you could bring your own bottle in.
All right.
Not that I had a drinking problem or anything.
No, I mean, Dan, I'm surprised you're still alive right now.
We were on a budget. And then come Monday morning, I was eating ramen noodles, bread, and And then Friday, I get fried chicken.
Attaboy. All right. Well,
fried chicken Friday.
Those were the days.
Do you just woohoo as fried chicken?
Look, I'm kind of with him on that. Like, hey, is that a roll of $3 with a pennies in your pocket, or are you happy to see me? You know what the problem is? And Dan, I think, brings it up here.
What's up?
College town, young age drinking will ruin you, because you'll go, like, college towns especially. I lived in Geneseo for a little while.
Yeah. Yep. Like, you think, like, that's what regular bars do.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I remember going in for 25-cent drafts, right? And it was smaller drafts, but it was still 25-cent drafts, and you can go have a good time, and then all of a sudden you get pushed in the real world, and it's like, $3? $3? This was 25 cents a lot? What happened? What the hell happened? All right, so I guess the moral of the story is, if you are going out tonight to watch a Bills game, and you're going out with some buddies or
stick
some
to our budget.
Gale pals, I mean, it's a smart thing to do. It does,
but it's not fun. Like, budgets aren't fun. Let's go out and have a budget. Let's pre-plan our fun and stick to it.
What are you talking about, a budget blast? That sounds like awesome.
Oh, yeah.